Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's learn about a new business venture in Mercer County, kind of a niche business, Wild Growth Gourmet Mushrooms. The man behind that idea is 2000 Girard High School graduate Josh McAdee. All right, where did the idea come from? It looks like you got some strong growth here, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I got the idea years ago when I was in the Coast Guard. I got stationed out in California. And out there in the farmers markets, I had noticed that they had a wide variety of mushrooms that we just didn't see out here. And I had always been interested in mushrooms ever since I was a little kid. And my brothers and my father and grandfather would go morel hunting hard every year. It was a big tradition in our family that we went out there, we got as many as we could, we ate as many as we could, and we gave away a bunch. And I still do that to this day. When I moved back here many, many years later, well, it was about 2 years ago, I went down to a cousin's restaurant in Peoria, and I'm looking over his menu, and I see all these mushrooms that I recognize from California, and I went, hey, Brian, let's take a look in your chill real quick. I want to see these things. I took one look at them and went, oh, Brian, these are horrible. I said, I can get you a lot better than this. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks after talking to him, talking to his chefs, and then talking to a lot of chefs in the Quad Cities that there was a real need for these mushrooms. And I saw the business opportunity.
Now that that transitions from, we were talking a little bit off the air. Now, this isn't a situation that, you know, when you're a morel mushroom hunter, you go out in the woods and you pick the mushrooms. But here, it's more of a greenhouse environment, basically, for you, kind of how you grow them. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So the species of mushrooms that, like, I currently grow, which are oyster varieties and lion's mane and shiitake, they're very, to get a good quality mushroom, you have to control the environment, especially the humidity and temperature ranges. Otherwise, you're just going to have a lackluster product. So, and shiitake especially have to be very dialed in. So, what you can grow outdoors, and I do know some farms across the world that do that, but it's your consistency and your poundage that you're going to be getting to market by each week is very wild that way. I like consistency and I like predictability. So we have grow houses that are dedicated for that, so we can control everything from airflow to the humidity. To get there, we're what we call a ground-up farm, meaning everything starts in a laboratory and that I run here in the basement of my house. Funny enough, it used to be my old bedroom. It has now been converted over. It has several pieces of equipment in there that keep the room as sterile as possible. And you'll find me putting spores on agar plates. From there, they go into grain spawn. And from there, eventually, they go on to the box that we do that grow these mushrooms.
So your market includes what? I think I've seen you at some farmers market, things of that nature. I think you work with some restaurants, too. So what is your kind of customer base then?
You know, I didn't think of it when I was first going in. When I was first going in, it was to help the restaurants get the quality product. But what I found is, probably my biggest market is the vegan market, which kind of makes sense when you think about it. They're the wide variety of gourmet mushrooms we do, they're high in protein, high in carbohydrates. You get a lot of the minerals that you normally wouldn't get with some of the other things, and the taste and texture. I'll give an example. It's lion's mane. Lion's mane is loved for the lobster and kind of seafood flavor to it. A lot, and the texture of it's almost like crab meat. So a lot of folks will use it in replacement of seafood. So the vegan market kind of surprised me as, oh yeah, duh, of course they would love mushrooms. So they've really been buying up a lot. The others are just folks that maybe might, you know, had grown up in another state or had been exposed to other foods that we just haven't really taken hold here in the Quad Cities. They come through here and, you know, maybe they grew up in Korea, in China, or even just California or down south, and they see these mushrooms and they go, oh my gosh, I haven't seen these in years. And they will wipe me out. They will buy everything they can.
It looks like you. So you have a healthy now. You have a healthy online business. It looks like, and then you have a physical business where people drive to your location and purchase there too. How does it work?
It works this way. We deliver to the restaurants and a couple of the different markets, such as like Cornucopia and Galesburg, all the way to Healthy Harvest and Rock Island. I even provide some of the oysters to Mercer Market here in Aledo. And when it comes to physical location, considering I run everything on the family homestead, I prefer not to. Nobody comes here, but they can get me up at the Freight House Farmers Market Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesdays. And everything I've got available that the chefs didn't buy me out of, it will be available there.
And then what? So I know you have a website. Can people order through the website, or like just a regular consumer that wants to order something, can they do it that way?
If they wanted to, they could. I'm very flexible. If they weren't sure if they could get to me, or they're worried with the COVID concerns going on right now, if they want to say, "Hey, I'd love a pound of this." Is there any way you could drop it off? If it's reasonable, I'll make that accommodation, and they can go through the website at wildgrowthgourmetmushrooms.com, and there is a contact us section. I'm currently getting the recipe section up, so if folks want to keep an eye on that, they can get some good recipe ideas.
So you've been doing this for I think you said 2 years now. What has been your impression of kind of where you started at and where you're at now and maybe where you think you have the potential to go with this venture?
To be completely honest, surprise every month has been the emotion that I've been going through the most. I was underprepared for the demand of the market. Luckily, I can work quickly and work hard and have some great support from family that pitch in and help anytime I need it. So where I started out, I figured I'd be doing a few pounds a week, and I still, to this day, am having to work as many hours as I can put in just to keep expanding to meet the demand. Where I see it in, a couple of years from now, I can't wait to finally feel like I've got the solid foundation down to where I'm hiring a few employees and adding a few jobs here to the Mercer County area. And someday I'd like to expand the market out to reach out to the Des Moines, Chicago areas.
So what are you about? Do you have a guesstimate of like what type of poundage you would be producing a week? Does that vary from week to week?
It kind of does vary week to week, but I mean, roughly you're looking at around about 100 pounds a week right now. There are other requests that have come in on the existing clients I already have that will, if they had their way, they'd have me double it right now. Just on different varieties they also want to be buying. The nice thing about gourmet mushrooms is there's no lack of variety. Right now we're putting in beech and enoki as well. That'll be available here within about a month. And then I've got several requests behind that as long as the market demand is good enough, I will look at expanding another grow house.
So you have how many grow houses now?
We're just putting the finishing touch on the second. The second's dedicated just to shiitake. The first one is gonna go just straight lion's mane and oyster. And then I'm already looking, we've already put the pen to paper and cost, analysis to a third one, because we're trying to stay ahead of ourselves.
All right, so this is a great way to end the conversation. So you told me, I think off the air, that kind of how this began, you were a mushroom nerd.
So, oh, yeah.
So it goes from, okay, I'm a mushroom nerd, I get it, I like to cook morel mushrooms like a lot of people in the Midwest like to do. But so that goes from that to... Basically, you're talking, as we speak, potentially three grow houses for a mushroom operation. So
Can
you kind of sum? I mean, can you kind of sum that up when you say from mushroom nerd to three grow houses? I think that means you're more than a mushroom nerd. You've made an idea happen.
Well, I do have some background. After the Coast Guard, I had helped more than one person establish their own businesses. Pretty good on the administration side of things. And I'm not bad with planning, so I've got some experience there. But I mean, if any of your listeners, especially the younger folk, are passionate about something, first of all, don't be like me. Don't think, oh man, that's weird, nobody wants to hear about it. Trust me, nobody wants to hear about mushrooms. Ask my family. They get sick of it. But if you're passionate about it, they're going to love it because you love it. So be passionate about it and put the work in. And if it's something you think you want to do the rest of your life, find the angle that will allow you to do that. I love studying mushrooms. I love studying any kind of fungi. Again, weird conversation starter if you just met somebody. But if you're passionate about it, find the way. Find this business model allows me to go out in those woods, find new varieties, study them. You better believe I've been studying morels. How I did my college paper on morels, on cultivating them commercially. Do you think I'm going to be dropping a morel farm at some point? Yes, I am. That was the original intent. But don't be shy. Getting older, if it's mudding trucks or raising pigs or show cattle, whatever it is, if that's what you're all about, trust me, a good family will get behind you and make sure that you succeed.
All right, that's a great testimonial to end it with. And again, your website where people can find you at, Josh?
Wild Growth Gourmet Mushrooms.
All right, that is Josh McAtee. He is a 2000 graduate from Sherrard High School and has a great niche business here in Mercer County, Wild Growth Gourmet Mushrooms. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.